Welcome to day 172. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin, and this is the second to last day of Maseches Shavuos. Now, we learned yesterday that in order to write a Prizbol, the borrower needs to own some land. Now, we know what land usually is, it's obvious, but the question that our Mishnah is going to address is, are there other things that are not really land at all, but that Halacha might consider, might give the status of land? So says Mishnah Zayin, Kaveres Devorim. Imagine you have a beehive that is on the ground, it's always in the same spot, but it's not attached to the ground. If it were attached, it would certainly be considered land because it's attached to it. But this is not attached, it just rests always in one place on the ground. So what is its status? Rabbi Elazar, Omer says Rabbi Elazar, Hare Hikikarka. It is just like land. And as the Bartender points out, that means that it can only be acquired in the way that land can be acquired. Usually when it comes to movable property, metaltalin, it's very easy to acquire. You just pick it up, and there are other ways as well. But when it comes to land, you can't pick up land. So there are very specific methods of acquisition when it comes to land. You can kesef shtar and chazaka. You can give money or write a contract or do another way of somehow acquiring it through a chazaka. Na'aga, there are parats, are examples of chazaka. I mean, you can put a fence around it and lock it. Whatever. These are all different methods of acquisition that are very particular to land. So with this beehive as well, you can only acquire it through those land methods of acquisition. And similarly, and this is the really important implication why we're learning this Mishnah here in Maseches Shavuos, the chosven alei prizbol. You're allowed to write a prizbol on it, meaning to say that if the borrower owns this beehive but doesn't own any other land, that's good enough. It's considered land, and you could write a prizbol on it. The einam mekabelas tumah bimkomah. And similarly, if it's in its normal place, it will not acquire tumah, spiritual impurity. We know that when it comes to metaltalin, movable objects, they're certainly susceptible to acquiring spiritual impurity to be mekabel tumah. But land is not mekabel tumah, cannot acquire that spiritual impurity, and this is just like land, so it's not mekabel tumah. And finally, v'harodeh menu shabbos, one who extracts honey from it on Shabbos, chayiv is liable, meaning you violated Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to remove leaves or branches from a bush or a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a fruit and detach it from its source, which is in the ground, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So too, the beehive is considered land, and therefore removing the honey is just like removing a branch or a leaf from a tree, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Meaning to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, this beehive is considered like land in all ways. The chachamim are going to disagree. Chachamim omrim, it is not like land, and therefore you'd acquire just like any other movable property. You can pick it up, and that's good enough. And the ein kosven alei prizbol. If the borrower only has his beehive and doesn't own any other land, then you would not be able to write a prizbol on it because it's not considered land. Umekabelas tumah b'mekamah. Even if it's in its normal place in the ground, it can still acquire spiritual impurity because it is just like any other movable object. It is not like land. And finally, v'harodeh menu b'Shabbos, one who extracts honey from it on Shabbos, pater is exempt. You're allowed to do it, or at least you're exempt if you did it, because it is not considered land at all. You're not detaching anything from its source in the ground. That is Mishnah Zayin. Again, the reason we're learning it here in Maseches Shavuos is because of the implication for Prizbol, but it has larger implications. Whether something is considered land or not has many implications in Halacha. Continuing to Mishnah Ches, Hamachaz Yerchov b'Shavuos. Now, if someone wants to return a loan once it was canceled, meaning once the Shemitah year passed and someone wants to then return the loan, we know that loans are canceled, and yet the borrower goes back to the lender and says, here's your money, Yomar Lo, the lender has to say, Mishamitani, I already canceled this loan. Amar Lo, Afal Pichain, if the borrower says, still, even though you canceled it, I still want to pay you back, Yikabel Mimenu, then the lender is allowed to accept the money. You're not violating the halacha that you have to cancel loans. You're allowed to accept the money at that point. Why? Says the Mishnah, Shenemar v'zed devar hashmitah. Because this law that you have to cancel loans is introduced with zed devar hashmitah. Literally means this is the matter of shmita, but devar also means word, and it's singular. So Chazal learned that all you have to do is say once that I'm going to cancel the loan. Once you say, I've canceled it, and then the person says, still, I want to give it to you, you don't have to push back anymore. You're allowed to acquire it at that point because devar hashmita, you just have to say it once. And there's another example in halacha that also has a very similar phrase. And again, we'll say you only need to say it once. What is that? Kayotsevo, similarly, rotseach shagala le'ir miklat. A unintentional murder that needs to run away to a city of refuge in order to be protected from the family of the person that he killed. So you generally would run away so that you can go into a city and the people there would protect you. V'ratzu anshei ir lakabdo. He gets to the city and the people of the city want to honor him. They say, wow, I can't believe you're here. They know the person. They say, wow, we want to give you respect. Yomer lahem, he has to say to them, rotzeach ani, I'm actually a murderer. I don't deserve this honor. Amru lo, if they say, afal pichein, well, even so, we still want to give you this honor. Yikav mayhem. He's allowed to accept it. Shenemar v'zed devar harotzeach. Again, because the Torah introduces all of the azachos by saying devar harotzeach. You only need to tell them once. Devar, singular. You only need to tell them once. Once you tell them and they still want to give you that honor, then you are allowed to accept it. You're not violating any sort of halacha. That is Mishnah Ches. We'll continue with Mishnah Tes and finish our Masechta tomorrow.